flu shots are scarce in much of the country, but not in Congress. Lawmakers have their own supply, and the physician on Capitol Hill is advising them to get their shots even if they do not fall into the high-risk category. Officials have been urging healthy Americans to skip flu shots this year because of an unexpected and severe cut in supplies. Yesterday, Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson said millions of new shots are coming in January. In the meantime, people do have other options, as NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
At a press conference yesterday, the Health and Human Services Secretary said the government has options ready.
In addition to our vaccine supply, we have an ample supply of antiviral medicines in order to prevent and treat the flu.
The government has stockpiled enough antiviral flu medications to treat 7 million people. Private stocks bring the total to an estimated 40 million people. The four licensed flu drugs have benefits and drawbacks. Two, Tamiflu and Relenza, work on both types of flu viruses, type A and type B. If treatment begins quickly, within 2 days of illness, the drugs can cut duration of illness by as much as 3 days. Tamiflu and Relenza can also be used to prevent flu. Frederick Hayden of the University of Virginia has been studying influenza for nearly 30 years.
Indeed, their levels of protective efficacy when taken before exposure to flu virus are as high as, for example, vaccine protection levels are, 80% or better in young or middle-aged adults.
But they only work as preventives as long as people take them daily. Neither drug is cheap. $54 for 5 days of Relenza on one popular website, and $33 for 5 days of Tamiflu prevention, $66 for treatment. The two older drugs, amantadine and ramantadine, are less expensive, $3 for amantadine and $24 for ramantadine. They only work on type A flu viruses. Rob Webster of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital is an expert on predicting whether it will be an influenza type A year or a B year.
We can only guess at what will be the predominant virus. In the last several years, it's mainly been an influenza A, but you can't outguess flu.
In addition, the two drugs that work only against influenza A viruses can quickly lead to the development of resistant viruses. All four drugs have a big benefit over the flu vaccine. They don't take 6 months to manufacture. Manufacturers say supplies are adequate for a normal flu season. Drug maker Roche has doubled production of Tamiflu. And there's always the free alternative, avoidance. Again, Frederick Hayden.
Influenza viruses normally spread from person to person by the respiratory route. In other words, we think that droplets in the air are the primary means of transmission.
A couple of yards away cuts risk appreciably. He recommends cough etiquette, that people cover their noses and mouths when sneezing, discard tissues, and wash hands frequently. Neither Webster nor Hayden is a big fan of wearing masks. The effective ones are expensive and uncomfortable. How much any treatment or preventive will be needed is at the moment a mystery, says St. Jude's Rob Webster. He doesn't see any immediate reason to worry.
We can look at what happened in the southern hemisphere the last season, and it wasn't a severe influenza season.
But the one constant about the flu, he says, is that it's unpredictable. Hayden says we can hope for a mild year, but should prepare for a bad one. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.